Well, we've just about reached that point in the summer. Maybe it's already there for some of you. What I guess is generally called the dog days of summer. Most of the vacations are over. The newness of having children home from school is kind of worn off. As I remember, it was about this time every year that my mother would say to me, "Don't you want to go stay with your grandma for a week?" I have two brothers. My grandparents were pretty intelligent. They said only one of us could come at a time. You know, it's that time in which parents are beginning to look forward to school. Kids always wonder why parents are in such a hurry to get those new clothes and those new school supplies. It's time to give them off to somebody else. It's a time of year if a kid comes in and says, "Mom, can I go?" You say, "Yeah, I'll go." It says, "You ask and you shall receive, seek and you will find, and knock and maybe somebody will let you in." They come in asking for food one more time and you say, "Go to grandma's." The reason I bring that up is I think that's about how the disciples were feeling. They were kind of put upon by the crowds. They'd had just about all they could take. And so after a wonderful day of healing and teaching and all kinds of good stuff from Jesus, they were ready for the crowds to go home. Go to the villages, buy something to eat, just leave. But Jesus says, you don't have to send them away. You give them something to eat. Disciples were suffering from compassion fatigue, weren't they? They were, the only really short commodity in supply was imagination. It was time in which the rubber hit the road, in which we really got to work and did the work of God. And so Jesus takes just a little contribution. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Just enough for a little boy's lunch. If even 10 people had tried to share it, it wouldn't have been very satisfying. He takes what little is offered. He looks up to heaven and he says, "Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the world, who has brought forth bread from the earth." That was the prayer. He breaks the loaves and gives them to his disciples, and they feed 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. I think from time to time, we in the church need to be reminded of this because we are a generous people. In the month of July, WeCare gave away 15,000 pounds of food. 1 month. Habitat for Humanity has built over 400,000 homes, either built, repaired, or remodeled them. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a lot of you have those policies, has built 2,500 homes using their money and volunteer labor. We do so much, sometimes we get to that point, we just say, "No, I can't do it anymore." Those are the times we need to be reminded the need is still great, and that individually, we don't have to do it all. We just have to continue to make our little contribution. Whether it's to WeCare for food, Lutheran World Hunger Appeal, to one of the homeless shelters, whatever you do, continue to give. I was reading a statistic that the U.S. has about 5.7% of the population of the world, somewhere around there, less than 6%. And yet we in the United States use about 50% of the resources. 5.7, 50%. In order for us not to forget how gracious God has been to us, how generous He has been to our nation, we need to continue to believe. We continue to practice a spirit of generosity. That those in our country who don't have enough food, who don't have a fan to cool them in the summer, who don't have a coat to wear in the winter, those who need so little when we have so much, might benefit from our generosity. Jesus said, "Don't send them away. You give them something to eat." For 2,000 years, the Christian church has done that. We've continued to be blessed because we've done that. Don't let compassion fatigue set in. Because Jesus commanded us to do the same. You give them something to eat. You give them a coat to wear. You give them a fan to keep cool. You give them school supplies. You give what little you can, and I'll multiply it. Amen.